I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
Oh my god, seriously!
What? Come on!
Son of a bitch!
Listeners, what's up? This is the summer, or actually the end of summer edition of Ragtime.
Yeah, we're not too good at this.
No, we do it once a quarter. So, it's usually Denise, myself, which I'm Heather, and Nicole, but Denise isn't good at edit either. No one sent any taint pictures, so she's like, fuck all you people.
Yeah, I don't want to be a part of this she's anymore. Like, she's probably not even going to post this.
Probably why are we even doing it? You know what? You know
she's
what
like, really... I'm taintless. What? And I don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah. People suck. I want some joy in this world, not
I
Boris.
Imagine getting a whole bunch of taint pictures in my email.
That would be insane.
That would really ruin my day.
That would kind of... I mean, now England has Boris.
It would take
so
me a while,
so she could totally...
I'd be like, what is that?
Oh, it's taint. Would it really?
I mean, unless it has the anus fully in it. If it's just a patch of skin, I wouldn't really
well,
know.
Well, yeah, if it's just a patch of skin. But yeah. I mean, how in the world can you really zoom in and not get the anus?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's hairy.
Yeah, this whole world's been Trumpified. We're all
fucked. Totally. We are, yes, exactly. And we always complain about Trump, but...
I think Boris is worse, though, because I think Trump is actually fucking stupid. I think Boris is not stupid at all, but pretends to be stupid.
Oh!
Like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
like,
no,
he just
good
pretends
point.
To be stupid.
Yeah, like, I saw something where he actually messes up his hair before he goes on.
I've seen that, too, yeah.
Like,
Yeah, he, like, tries to look, like, stupid.
Like, he's disheveled.
Yeah, so he does all these ridiculous things to come off like a moron.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of morons.
Yeah.
What is the one thing that you actually brought up that I wholeheartedly agree with you that I think is moronic?
Is it someone who drives around in a pickup truck with a full-size fucking house flag off the back?
Ding, 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 ding.
Because that's a trend in America now.
I feel like it's always kind of been a thing, like, but sporadically.
The American flag. Why are we so obsessed with our flag?
I feel with Trump as president, the whole Kaepernick taking a knee thing, and people thought that was unpatriotic, that these ridiculous men who had to go ahead and, like, you know, pump their chest, like, are displaying the American flag to make it look like, I am super patriotic. I am pro-America. Yeah. You're a fucking asshole if you're not me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we're talking about, like, a full flagpole, like, you'd stick in your front yard with, like, a 3-foot by 6-foot flag.
Absolutely.
Which I assume has got to be fucking irritating on the highway, if you're behind this person.
I mean...
I've only seen it locally. I haven't seen it on the highway yet, but I just... Every time I've seen... Mostly all American flags, but I did one day see a "Don't Tread on Me" one as well.
I've seen that one too.
Yeah,
and it's like,
but I know where the one flag person is in our neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, I located them because I was behind them one day, and then I drove down the street and saw it parked in the driveway, and I'm like,
So it's around here. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Like 3 blocks away.
Yeah. Oh God.
We live in a Trump-esque neighborhood.
I think it was
littered with Trump signs when. Before the day.
Oh, God.
And I mentally remember which salons had it. I'm like, I remember you motherfuckers.
Yeah. And I don't know about you, but when I see someone displaying a flag like that, it really turns me off.
Yeah.
Like, it's extremely off-putting and, like...
It's like one thing on your house, but I wouldn't even want to display it on my house all year long, maybe just for holidays.
Right.
But, like, to have it constantly on your car...
I'd rather
you had truck nuts, honestly.
Yeah.
I'd rather look at that. And I don't want to look at nuts.
Right.
But at least that's funny.
Isn't that, I mean, that's crazy. It's like, you know, I mean, I love America. I like our freedoms before they're taken away from us, you know, being lesbians and being women. But it's really off-putting to me.
I know.
Like, I wouldn't even want
to
encounter
this
person in public.
I think it comes along with the mentality where, like, yes, you love the country you live in, but we want it to improve and see its faults, where these people driving around with the flag are probably like, fuck you, if you say anything about America, you're a fucking communist lefty.
Yeah.
It's like, no.
I've seen signs in other neighborhoods in our county where it says, like, you don't like our country, get out. Like, when did it become unpopular to question your government?
Yeah.
And it,
but then that's the same people that are telling the people who got out of their country to go back to it.
Right. Right. And I'm
like they didn't like where they were, so they're trying to come here, but you're telling them to go back, but then you're also telling me to leave. I'm so confused.
Right, but at the same
time,
who
gets to stay?
You know these people probably bitch and moaned the entire time Obama was president.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like, if you're bitching and moaning, why don't you leave?
Because
this is my country and it's America. It's just like, well, it's the same. Like, why can't I have a difference of opinion?
I don't like brown people, so I'm more patriotic. It's like, that's not how
bingo!
It works, sir.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And it makes me uncomfortable, because it's like, you know you're going to get into a fight.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen. And I don't want to. And I know, you know, like, I read posts, whatever, and you know, about, you know, political conversations and how, since Trump's been president, people have been trying to stay in their own lanes because they know if they don't, it becomes, like, a heated discussion or an argument.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, family members don't talk to one another anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, people are saying, like, well, it's probably good for you to open up your mind and try to talk to other people that don't have the same mindset as you. It's like,
it's true, but
right, but you're trying to say, like, I should go ahead and talk to the guy that's flapping the American flag off his truck. Do you really think he's that open-minded to hear my side?
Yeah.
Of current events? We all know he's not. She's not.
Mark Maron does a whole bit about this, about, like, you know, we should all, like, talk to people, and you're just like, what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to, like, go with this guy and sit with him at Chipotle?
Like,
what am I? And he's just like, you know, like, I like burritos. Yeah, me too. And he's like, I fucking hate the Jews. And he's like, okay, well, there's the end of that. All right. Like, where am I going with this conversation?
I mean, it's like when we all got the Uber to go to the distillery.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, my wife's in the front seat, and the guy's just like, well, you know, and immigrants are coming into the country, and it's like, oh. So the three of us in the back are just like, oh, God. But my wife handled it pretty well.
It's like, it's good to know that no one here knows anything about history, has learned about anything in it, that this is what they always do. They just try to make the poor white working class hate anyone underneath them.
Exactly.
So they make immigrants the target.
To be honest, if anyone has a right to be pissed off, it's the Native Americans.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that have a right to be pissed off.
If a Native American spit in my face,
I'd be like, well, you are justified. Yeah.
I mean, I don't really belong here. You're right.
Exactly. You should be telling me to go back to where I came from.
Exactly. I'm sure people are telling them because they think they're Mexican.
I know. Is that ridiculous?
It's like, guess what? A lot of Mexicans lived here way before you, too, because this country wasn't separated the way it is. Ah! You crazy assholes.
I know.
There's like, generations of families that have been here longer than your white ass.
Oh, God. It's so frustrating.
People are so stupid.
Yes. Yes.
The ignorance is amazing.
Exactly.
Once again, this is why we should take the warning labels off of things.
Yep.
And stupid people will just eventually die out from doing stupid shit.
You hope.
Like drinking Roundup, as you were saying.
Right. Drinking Roundup.
Just let them drink it.
Or you say, you know, Roundup soaked tampons.
Yeah. I mean, if they're going to do it...
Just do it. Why should
What is that person really going to do with the rest of their life?
They make your cancer.
No.
Yeah, no. No, we're good. No.
Someone put sticking a popsicle up their pussy to cool off.
No. Nope.
It's not curing cancer.
Nope.
Let them get some sort of infection and just move on.
Please. Exactly. Like, I just can't. And so, speaking of, not that he's really stupid, but the marketing genius behind the dumb Lincoln commercials with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, they're the worst. Even Ella made fun of them. She, like,
really?
Yeah, she was in the back seat.
Ugh, God. The latest one, I mean, the one where he was at this house party, and it made it seem like it was his house, but I don't think it was. And remember, he hit the pool shot?
Yeah.
But he's having, like, an inner monologue about, like, I don't know, some life-altering experience he had, thinking, like, these people also experienced it because he drove a fucking Lincoln?
They're really weird.
Like, what?
They're like, who's the guy who does, like, Eraserhead and, oh, man, he does all those weird movies.
Oh, David Lynch?
Yeah. Okay. That reminds me of, like, some weird David Lynch thing where you're just like, what's going on?
At least there's quality behind it. Like, yeah, you know, true.
It's like David Lynch without talent.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. Exactly. And the latest one where you just hear him, like, soft-spoken in his McConaughey way. Mm-hmm. Like, when a button's not just a button. When a chair's just not a chair. Where the journey is more important than the destination. Shut the fuck up. Just shut up. Guess what? If this car can drive itself and give me an orgasm at the same time, please, you can talk to me all you want about a button. Well, but until it's pushing my button, no.
He's very smart. He's a professor now.
I know, that's what you said, but where? Professor of what? Law? You said?
I don't know where he's a professor or of what, but someone posted it. Yeah. I was just like, is he a professor of being all right? Yeah.
How to grow pot, maybe, know, like, yeah, you know, gardening. Naked. Yeah, gardening 101. You have to, like,
I have
you know,
no idea. He's a professor somewhere.
And, I mean, is it for real? Like, yeah. Or is he researching a role?
I have
like,
no idea.
Like, we need to find this out.
You know, people are just signing up for the class because they want to meet Matthew McConaughey. Like, they don't even know what the fucking class is.
But you know what's funny? Like, would I be tempted? Maybe.
I would.
But then... You know, it's like, wow, this is an 8-week course where I have to go take out of my way, like, 3 hours out of, like, a night out of my time. Like, I ain't got time for this.
I would just keep trying to sneak all right, into every question just to piss him off until he tells me to leave.
I would just go to class just for that. You'd be like, sir, I have a question. All right. My question is. You'd be like, get the fuck out, all right?
You're like, I just want to know, am I okay? I'm parked in the left lot. Is that all right? And he's just like, get the fuck out.
All right. That'd be ridiculous. But I would just go to class if that's what's going to happen.
Slip a decimal. Like, you know what I like about high school girls? I keep getting older and they stay the same age. All right. He's like, get the fuck out of here. He's like, the only movie reference you have for me was a movie I did 20 years ago. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, pretty much. And a button's not just a button. All right.
Fucking dick face.
Seriously, I just can't.
Okay, here's one that drives me nuts on a daily basis. Why do certain stores lock one door of a double door? And you go to open it. And sometimes it's the left, sometimes it's the right. I don't know why they willy-nilly choose it.
That has pissed me off since the beginning of
time.
What's
the reasoning? I want someone to tell me. Is there reasoning behind this? Why are we locking one of the doors?
You know what? Maybe the next time this happens and I'm with you, I should record you going to the manager and going, why do you lock one of these doors?
Yeah. Why are you trying to make it harder? Like, the reason there's double doors is for me to come in one side and someone can go out the other.
Yes, yes.
Now I have to open it and either let them through or they let me through.
Right.
Or I'm going to look like a fucking idiot in front of somebody and be like, dung, dung, dung. Oh, that's the one that's locked.
Yes. And, you know, for the most part, everyone should, in America, people stay to the right.
Yeah.
So, obviously, if you're going out the door and someone's coming in and you go to push that door and it's locked.
Yeah.
And someone's coming in, then it's just like that awkward dance of.
No, you go.
You just look like an idiot because you put, I mean, and usually you push it with force and it's like.
Yeah. Whoosh. Yeah.
You're like, okay, that's not happening. And then they feel bad and they open the door for you as they're like coming in. They're like, oh.
Yeah.
What up?
Like, who's locking these? Just every cat. That's how I essentially snap.
Yeah, you snapped in ShopRite. You totally
snap everywhere. I snap once a week.
That's hilarious.
I just snapped today because my kid was driving me nuts.
Yeah, so Nicole snapped in ShopRite because on the overhead like radio, they said, oh, check ShopRite out on Facebook, our new Facebook.
And they were going on and on about it. Like, someone who the fuck would follow ShopRite on Facebook?
Right, and your response in the aisle to no one was.
Like, oh my God, you here? Follow Shaker ShopRite on Facebook. To no one while I was getting toilet paper.
Because you fucking had it. You're like, we get it. You're on Facebook. We get it. Thank you.
Like, what am I getting out of this?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, your poor kid did not want to leave you today.
Yeah, she's been very clingy. I don't know. I'm not that great.
I don't know. Well, I just don't think she wanted to be with us to babysit, to be honest. It's probably one of those things.
She was scared of the man. She told me. She's like, I don't know who that man is.
Oh, got it.
They were talking to a man.
We were talking to a man.
They let a man infiltrate their lesbian house, and my daughter is very upset about it.
Rightfully so.
She's like, why is that penis on their porch? I'm not staying
just
here.
Just flopping around.
It's bad enough the dog has one.
It's Brett Kavanaugh.
Just penis out.
Yeah. Penis out. Can you imagine that was his nickname? Brett Penis Out Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
You I'm know that somewhere. It wasn't. Anyway, that's not my thing. But I mean, besides the point, yeah, he is an asshole. But what is it? Man, mine just keep revolving around television. I must watch way too much television.
I guess.
But why? Why?
Why?
Why do medicine commercials have to have jingles that are pop songs, but they've reworded them?
Oh.
Like,
see, I don't watch much live TV, so you're going to have to, and I haven't heard this trend.
So, Trilogy, I believe, is it's either an inhaler or it is a insulin pen.
Okay.
And Trilogy, they use ABC. So, like, Trilogy.
Oh, come on.
As easy as ABC. Trilogy. 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me,
you
girl.
You know what that is? They're like, Michael, the family's like, Michael Jackson's dead. Let's get this shit in as much commercials as we can.
Pretty much. And then there's Ozempic, which is either an inhaler or whatever. And it's just like, Ozempic, you know.
What is that supposed to be?
You know that song? It's like, you got me feeling this.
Like, oh, yeah.
And I'm just like,
I don't even know what the real words are now. And I'm just saying Ozempic in my head.
Ozempic, you know. I was like, oh my, like.
That is annoying.
You know that.
Because that's going to get stuck in your head and you're going to be singing Ozempic.
Case in point. Like, and I hear it. It's usually like I have the news on in the morning so I know like what the traffic is. If I know I'm going to be like super late because some idiot decided to like crash their car on the turnpike yeah. And then it's like everything's closed. Like, yay. But I mean, really, it's only medication that
it's like a radio jingle or
no advertises oh, okay. on television right. So I like mute it. Like if I step away from the television I have to mute it because I don't want to hear this.
Oh my god, like,
Trilogy. It's even more. I'm like, oh,
they should do that for boner pills.
Oh geez, like I can't. And then there's that,
how about Push It for boner pills?
That would be great.
Really, like that, yeah. Like, get it in there, like, make it funny.
But if you also think about it, too, the people that are creating these jingles, it's like, I think of Charlie Sheen from 2.5
Like,
Men.
If it's insulin.
And he was making a, like, buku bucks.
If it's insulin, it should be, oh, sugar, oh, honey, honey, Ozempic. like, really just please insult the market.
Totally. Yeah.
You'll never have it. Do. No more sugar. Look at that.
Dude.
Yeah. See?
This is the best. We should be jingle writers.
I know.
You know, they would come back with, it's a little too negative for our audience.
Yeah, like, they're upset about the sugar.
Like,
I was like, why can't they own it?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, do you want me to play Ozempic for you?
All right. While you look for that, I'll talk about mine.
Okay.
I am getting frustrated with the whole, why do people have to tell you something that you don't need to know and is just going to make you upset? Like, I had to go to an appointment and there was really bad flash flooding and thunderstorms. I didn't realize how bad it was going to be. I got there. It wasn't too bad while I was driving, but while I was waiting, I was like, this is going to be fucking bad on the way home. And the person at the appointment was like, oh, I was going to tell you not to come, but I had another appointment I was in. I was like, well, I'm already here. Why are you telling me? Now I know that I didn't even need to be here. Because it's like, well, you know, like if you miss like a doctor's appointment, they'll like charge you still.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
You don't notice.
Right.
So I'm like, I don't want to get, and it was a lot of money. And I'm like, I don't want to pay that money.
Right.
So I'm going to the fucking appointment. She didn't cancel it.
Right.
And then she tells me that. It's just like, it'd be like you entering a room and be like, oh, we all just had delicious cake, but I gave Mark the last piece. It's all gone now. It's like, well, I didn't need to
thanks,
know about
Janet.
The cake. I right. would have been fine with my whole rest of the day without knowing about the delicious right. cake I didn't get to eat, Janet.
I'm sure we all been guilty of this.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, but now I should be more mindful of like, yeah, I should probably shouldn't say that because it is hurtful to the person I'm saying it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like, it's like the whole, like, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all. It's like that mindset where it's like, there's no need to tell me this now.
Right.
Like, I'm already here.
Right.
It sucks. But you telling me that I didn't need to be here is just making it shittier.
And you weren't going to charge me.
Yeah.
Thanks. And then now I'm stuck going back home in this horrible...
Through floodwaters, basically, yeah. I drove in.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was fun.
Thanks.
so glad to be here. What did you go through with your appointment, or did she pull the... Well, since it's getting really bad out, can you
know the schedule? No, we went through the appointment.
Okay, good.
She was going to be there. Well, and then I said to her the next week, I was like, was it bad when you left? And she's like, no, I was here till like 8:30. It was done by then. When I drove back at like 6, I literally thought at one point, like, I don't know if I should cross this intersection. It's like one of those things where
you're
it's
in
like,
a Jeep, too.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Then I saw like someone in a Accord do it, and I was just like, how'd that not go inside their car, first off?
Oh my god.
And I was like, well, I guess they did it. I'm going to do it.
That's insane.
It was really bad. Like, there was just the point. I had to take back roads because there's roads washed out the way I normally go. And then when I got to the highway, the intersection was just like rushing water was flooding into it.
Oh my god.
I was like, oh, and like, holy crap. And I was oblivious on her iPad. Like, and I'm just like white knuckling. Like, oh my god.
Mom, are we home soon?
Yeah,
sweetie, we'll be right there.
And then when I got home, like, that area must have got worse, or maybe I just wasn't on the worst part. They literally were rescuing people from their cars and boats because the car had, like, gotten submerged and was no longer drivable or was floating away.
You're kidding!
Yes! It was on, like, Route 9 or 1 or
shit.
Something like that. Yeah,
that's
it was
insane!
Bad. So I was like, that could have been me.
That could have been you.
Oh, we're gonna hear the...
No more sugar for you.
It is for blood sugar, yeah.
Oh, under 7? And like, it's just so dumb.
Oh.
Whoa. I can lose weight, too? I can't. Sorry, we'll get to the...
Oh, it's magic. That's it, right?
Yep, yeah, thank you. I can't. Like,
I mean, I have to say that is a clever. No, they did get that in. They didn't shoehorn that in there. It really fit. It's no sugar.
Right.
Oh, honey.
Right.
Honey.
No, you're right.
Or the Candyman can. How about that one?
Candyman can.
Candyman can't. Yeah. What's sugar free?
Trilogy. I don't even know how to spell it. Oh, here. Oh, I think I spelled it right.
Trilogy.
Yeah. Okay.
I wanted more from my COPD medicine. That's why I've got
the... Yes. I have seen this one.
Three medicines with Trelegy. The only FDA-approved 3-in-1 COPD.
So now there's like 3 Porsche Roadsters driving down a road, top shot. Oh my god.
Oh my god, there's a dog in the car. I can't. Yeah, like... I can't. And I hear it all morning. And then it gets stuck in my head. And I
yeah, it must be in daytime programming. I have not... I rarely watch... Like, it's the point where, like, I don't even know why I have cable anymore. Except just to access the channels online.
Yeah. Yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't pay for it.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So, my last one... Still television related.
Okay.
Matthew Perry's face.
Like, what version of Matthew Perry? Like, Matthew Perry Friends or, like, now bloated Matthew Perry?
Bloated Matthew Perry. Oh, okay. Even, like, in Friends, when I see, like, people watching...
He does have a face you just want to punch.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
He's one of those people where, yes. it's so satisfying to punch him.
They're, like, so, thank you, too, for your CBS All Access subscription.
Yeah.
So, I got into The Good Fight, and he was in, like, season 1, and, uh-huh. and he was, like, a douchey character, but it's like, wow, your face really brings it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this is, like, it's your face.
He was
a horrible
face.
Character, but it was just, like, there was nothing redeemable or likable. Like, wow, I hate your face. And every time he showed up.
He's like the Martin Shirecki of, like, sitcoms. Mean, that's the guy who
oh,
was, like.
Oh, yes.
The pharma deep bro.
And I feel like as I was watching, you know, the show while I'm commuting, I think every time he showed up, I think I scowled. And I was like. Like, my lip went up, and I'm like,
yeah,
I was like,
it's like uncontrollable.
Yeah, it's an involuntary response to when I see his face, my lip goes up, I'm like,
Arr. You're just like, oh, it's Matthew.
Oh, no.
His face.
Oh, what no. Oh, shit.
That's in your head now.
Yes.
Every time you see his face, you're going to hear that.
Oh, God.
You're like, son of a bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, Nicole.
It's like when someone points something out about some actor and then you can never unsee it.
Totally. Totally. And then the next ragtime, I'm going to be like, yeah that like, song you sang was in my head the entire 3 months.
You ever notice how
months.
His one eye's like slightly off from the other eye? And you're like, God damn it.
You know who I noticed that about? Judi Dench in the movie poster for Downton Abbey.
Oh, really?
I'm like, not Judy Dench, Maggie Smith. Sorry, oh, Maggie. Right. I was just like,
oh, yeah, you're right. Like, yeah.
What? McGonagall doesn't have a weird eye. What? What?
Yeah, they fucked the poster up.
Maybe, but it's just like one eye looks a little off. I was like,
looks like she's looking left out.
She had a stigma or something. Like, maybe they couldn't fix it back in the early 1900s. Is that, I don't even watch Downton Abbey. So
Sarah
I don't
watches
know.
It. Every episode's them making lunch. I don't know what's going on though.
They're just making lunch?
It's just the servants constantly making lunch. I don't know. So Sarah, she's like, no, there's more to it. I'm like, is there?
Are we sure? Do they serve the people they're making lunch for?
Yeah.
And do they
they're just
eat
making
it?
Lunch. She's serving lunch. I don't know.
So then I guess she's excited for the movie, and you're just like, you can go by yourself.
She's like, it's not just about that. And I'm like, if I come in this room right now, are they serving lunch? She's like, yes. Like, there you go.
Basically, that was our fourth one, Downton Abbey. Maggie Smith's weird eye.
Weird eye.
Oh, my goodness.
That was a good one, I think.
Yeah. So, thank you for listening. Hopefully, we'll do another writing time in 3 months. Because I guess, like, it takes us that long to be pissed off about something. But not really.
I mean, there's constant, as everyone knows, just how horrible it is. But, like, I don't want to talk about that all the time.
Oh, my God. I think...
So, I'm trying to find trivial things that are humorous.
Because I would be in the fetal position and never leave my house.
It's just twitching?
Yes. 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 It would be horrible.
You would not be all right.
Peace.